USSA spokesman Tom Kelly said that Shaw has been chief operating officer for the association the past 5 months.
You know, our best wishes to Bill Malolt, an incredible run as the president and CEO of the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association. And today, a new era with Tiger Shaw taking the helm and taking it in from an organization that Bill has built and has really left in great shape for the future.
Malolt's departure was announced last fall.
We had planned this transition to take place this spring. No specific date had been set, but Bill will remain on for a few years in an advisory capacity for main areas that he'll work in. He will, first of all, continue as a member of the International Ski Federation Council and working with us in that area. He will also remain as a board member of the U.S. Olympic Committee, as well as the 2015 World Championships in Vail and Beaver Creek, and will be helping us in fundraising. So we'll still be engaged with Bill in a variety of capacities, but in terms of the day-to-day, as planned, Tiger Shaw is now in charge.
Finally, he offered one statistic that gives some indication of Malolt's impact.
Of the 95 Olympic medals that have been won by U.S. skiers and snowboarders since the Games began back in 1924, Bill Malolt's leadership has been involved in 70 of those 95 medals. So quite an impact that he's left. And I think for Tiger Shaw, one of the things that he looks at is an organization that is in very strong shape. It's very stable and poised for the future. So it gives him a platform to build on. And our thanks to Bill Malolt for his service over the last 18 years. And then again, prior to that, as Alpine director back in the 80s, an amazing accomplishment. And we've all learned a lot from that. And hopefully that will benefit more and more athletes as we move into the future.
USSA spokesman Tom Kelly. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.